Hello.
Before Hello? A confirmation call from Lee Bay, we have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, hi. A very good day to you, ma'am. This is Alan, and you're getting this call from Amazon. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Nice to hear, and this call is to inform you that your Amazon Prime account is going to be auto-renewed today, and it's going to charge you $299. So this is just
for
my service.
I haven't ordered anything from Amazon.
That means without your permission, someone is trying to misuse your details for making a fake purchase in your name, right?
Yes.
So what we so you like to cancel that order, ma'am, or you like to continue that one?
No, cancel.
You like to cancel, right? So what we will do, ma'am, we will simply go ahead and guide you to generate a 9-digit cancellation ID, which is going to help you to cancel the order, so you're not going to face any problem, okay?
Yes.
So will you please let me know one thing? Do you have any smartphone or any computer or laptop with you right now, where I can go ahead and guide you to generate a cancellation ID? Which type of smartphone you use, ma'am?
I've got a smartphone.
What type of smartphone, sir?
It's a Samsung.
Okay, do one thing. Simply put the phone on speaker and go back to your home screen of your mobile where you can see all the regular icons like camera, gallery, contact. Go back to your home screen.
Yes.
Now, do you know how to open Play Store, ma'am? Do you know that?
That works more.
Play Store.
Yes.
P, open that. Open that.
Yes.
Now, when you open the Play Store, what you can see? When you open Play Store, what you can see, ma'am?
Well, just showing me app.
Have a look on the very top. On the very top of the screen, you can see a magnifying glass, and just beside that magnifying glass, you can see search for apps and games. Do you see that?
Yes.
Click on that and type there quick support. Quick support. Quick space support. Quick support.
Yes.
Now search for that and please let me know what you can see. Search for that and please let me know what you can see when you search for that.
What is quick support?
It is going to help you, ma'am, to give you support in order to generate a cancellation ID so we can go ahead and cancel the order which is not made by you, okay? And also, you're going to get your refund back. Yes, so we're just going to cancel the order, and after that, if any money was deducted from your account, you are going to get the refund for that, okay? So no need to worry about anything, ma'am, okay? Will you please let me know when you search for that, what you can see?
How do I know you from Amazon?
Let me tell you, ma'am, when we are going to activate this cancellation ID for you, you are going to get a verification message that you are talking to Amazon. And also one thing, ma'am, Amazon, as this call is recorded for quality and training purpose, Amazon never asks any single person details to our customer. So you don't need to worry about anything, ma'am. You don't need to give me any single person details. I'm just going to help you to cancel that order, okay?
Yes.
So will you please let me know when you search for quick support, what you can see when you search for that?
Well, basically just that.
Which app you can see when you search for quick support? Which app you can see?
Quick support app.
You don't see anything else?
Well, photos of phones, etc.
Do you see something which says Team Weaver Quick Support? Team Weaver Quick Support?
Yes.
Click on that. Now when you click on that, what you can see?
Team Weaver Remote Support.
No. I'm not talking about that one. You'll get to see Team Weaver Quick Support. Team Weaver Quick Support. Do you see that?
No.
Can you go back to the previous page? You'll get to see that.
Click on that. Install.
Click on install. Now I want you to be handy with a piece of paper, ma'am. When you get to see a cancellation ID, you need to write down the number on the piece of paper, okay?
Yes.
So, do you see open?
Yes. It's installing it at the moment.
Oh, can be handy with a piece of paper. So, when you get to see open, please let me know, ma'am.
Yes.
Do you see open? Tap on open. Tap on open and then tell me what you can see.
No.
Tap on open and then tell me what you can see.
It says allow or turn to allow.
Okay, and you can see it's asking for the notification. We are going to provide you the cancellation. So give a click on allow. So you're going to get a notification, okay? Give a click on allow. Now what you can see?
Remote control. This device.
No. This is just advertisement. Swipe the screen right to left 3 times. Swipe the screen right to left 3 times. Swipe the screen right to left 3 times and then tell me what you can see.
Just my ID.
And just above that, do you see your ID and some numbers are there?
Yes.
You need to write down this cancellation ID. Write down this cancellation ID on the piece of paper. This is your cancellation ID, ma'am, which is going to help you to cancel the order, which is not made by you, okay?
Yes.
You done that?
Yes.
Now write down my name. My name will be Alan. A-L-L-E-N. Alan? Yes. Space D-C. O U S T A.
Yes.
Now, as you can see the cancellation ID, ma'am, we need to go ahead and activate this cancellation ID for you. So, will you please read out the number slowly so we can activate the cancellation ID? Confirm me the number slowly.
It will just give you access to my phone.
No, let me tell you, ma'am. This is just going to activate and we are going to help you to cancel the transaction whoever is trying to use your Amazon account. No one is authorized to take any of your access over the phone. Now, if I'm going to do that, I'm going to simply lose my job, okay? So you don't need to worry about that. This is just your cancellation ID. Confirm me the number.
1615953.
Okay.
969.
Is it a number was 1615953969?
Yes.
Now let me tell you, ma'am, this is your 9-digit cancellation ID, which is going to help you to cancel the order and block all those person who is trying to misuse your personal details from different platform. Like as they start trying to use your Amazon account for making a purchase of $299. So we are just going to block them so they are not unable to take any of your single penny, okay?
Yeah.
Now shortly on your mobile, you will get to see for activating this cancellation ID, allow or start now. If you can see anything allow or anything like that, you need to click on allow. Do you see anything allow or accept? Click on allow or accept.
Hello?
Yes, click on allow or accept. Click on allow. Now after that, for the ID activation purpose, you'll get to see start now. Click on start now, if you can see that. Start now.
Yes.
Now when you click on start now, you can see while using the application. Click on while using the application.
Right.
Now after that, do you see any verification message which says welcome to Amazon cancellation department?
Yes.
Now what you can see? Do you see the welcome to Amazon cancellation department? You can understand, ma'am, you are talking to Amazon, not any XYZ company, okay? Now you can do one thing, ma'am. If you can see my name, my job ID, you can simply go ahead and write down on the piece of paper, okay?
Yes.
When you're done, please let me know. You done that?
Yes.
Now what I want you to do, ma'am, I want you to simply go back to your home screen of your mobile where you can see all the regular icons like camera, gallery, contact, messages. Go back to your home screen. Press the home button and go. No need to close, ma'am. No need to close that connection. If you can see, go back to your home screen, ma'am. Normally how you go back to your home screen where you can see your wallpaper, each and everything. Open that, okay? And if you have an Amazon application, please go ahead and open the Amazon. If you have an Amazon application on your mobile, open that. Amazon, do you have any application in the name of Amazon?
No.
Okay, then you can do one thing, ma'am. Do you have a Google on your mobile? Do you have a Google?
Yes.
Open the Google. Now, when you open the Google right now?
Yes.
Now, type there www.amazon.com.au. www.amazon.com.au.
Yes.
And search for that. When you search that, what you can see, please let me know, ma'am.
Oh, well, Amazon site is paid.
Now have a look, ma'am, on the very top right hand corner, you'll get to see something which says sign in. If you can see that, sign in, click on that, sign in, click on that. Now maybe it's asking email ID or phone number, just put your email ID first and give a click on continue.
Yeah.
Now what you can see, ma'am?
Password.
Put your Amazon password which you set at the time of Amazon. Do you know the password?
I think so.
Just try to put that. Just try to put your password. When you've done that, please let me know, ma'am. I'm holding the line for you, okay?
No, it's not taking.
What is selling to you?
It's the wrong password.
That means, ma'am, those products, sir, change your Amazon account password. That the reason you are not getting any notification from where this fraudster is trying to make a purchase, right?
Yes.
So what we need to do, ma'am, we need to help you to get the password done. So automatically they are just going to log out from that account. So do you see something that says forgot password? Click on that. Forgot password.
Yes.
And then if you can see your email ID, give a click on continue. That's the reason you're not getting any notification as your Amazon password was changed, okay? No need to worry about anything. If you can see your email ID and just underneath that, if you can see continue, click on continue. Now then what you can see?
Yes, puzzle.
Okay, solve the puzzle. It's for the security that yes, you are the right person. What is telling to you? Pick that one, okay? Now, after what you can see, please let me know when you've done that.
Enter OTP.
Yes, for your security purpose, we sended you a verification OTP on your email. So just go ahead and log into your email and just check that. You received any verification OTP from Amazon?
Yes.
Now you need to copy that number, you need to write down the number on the piece of paper and put on the enter OTP box, okay? Are you doing any mistake, ma'am? Because we are getting something in our server. Okay, check your email. Wait, check your email. Let me check from our side what is the code we sent at you, okay?
Yeah.
The code was 303156, is that right? Put 303156. Give a click on go.
Yes.
Go, give up and go. I'll continue. I can see it's asking for the new password, right?
Yes.
Some password can remember that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And please don't share this password to any one of your close friends or anywhere, because you must be knowing that the card is normally attached from any of the bank on the Amazon. So create a password. Create a password. When you see any changes, please let me know. Are you there?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, hang on. I don't match the character. Now I'm in. I'm into Amazon.
Okay, now have a look, ma'am. On the very top right hand corner, you will get to see your good name, which is Carol, right? Click on that.
Yes.
You can see that. Click on that.
Yes.
Now, when you give a click on your name, do you see something which says your orders, track and manager, buy again? You will get to see something which says your account. Just beside of your account, you can see all. Click on that. Just beside of your account, you can see all. Click on that.
Yes.
Now click on your name.
Yes.
Put your password for the verification. Now, if you've done that, give a click on sign in.
Yes.
After that, what you can see, please let me know, ma'am.
Your account, you order the account setting system.
Just read out for me. Okay. Now, I want you to scroll down a little bit, ma'am. Let me see something which says your payment. If you can see that. Click on that, your payment, scroll down and you can see Amazon wallet and your payment.
Yes.
Do you see some of your card was attached on your Amazon account from where this person started to make a purchase?
Yes.
Do you see that? If you see any card was attached on the Amazon from where this, yes. Now what I want you to do for your security purpose, I want you to simply go ahead and delete this card from the Amazon. So when you remove the card, what is going to be happen? We are not able to get any of your banking details over the phone. Okay? And also, I want you to do one thing, ma'am. In future, whenever you are making any purchase, pay the bill by the card. After making the purchase, you need to simply go ahead and delete the card. Okay?
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Mr. Idea?
Yes.
Hello.
Fine.
Yes. So do one thing, go back to your home screen of your mobile right now. Yes, go back to your home screen. Go back to your home screen.
Yes. Browse.
You are in the home screen?
Yes, I am.
Now do one thing, ma'am. Simply go back to your home screen of your mobile where you can see your regular icons. Now let me tell you, ma'am, as we can see, there was one transaction was made. As you can understand, the card was attached there. So we can see, ma'am, the purchase was made from the account ending, the account which was connected on the Amazon, which was ANZ Bank. So, do you deal with any ANZ bank, ma'am?
Yes.
So, will you do one thing, ma'am? Can you please go ahead and check your ANZ account? That do you see any transaction was there for $299? And if you can see any transaction, please let me know so we can simply go ahead and cancel the transaction which is not made by you. Okay? So, I'm holding the line for you. Just go ahead and check your ANZ account that do you see any transaction was made for $299. If you can see any transaction, please let me know, okay?
And you can't see my ANZ account, can
no,
you?
No, never, ma'am. If I can see your account, why I'm going to ask you what you can see over there, right? I'm not going to ask you anything, right? You just need to do it from your side.
No, I've got.
Just check that from your side because as we can see, the transaction isn't pending right now, okay? So what we need to do right now, ma'am, we need to simply go ahead and block all those purchases and all those transactions from our side, okay? So just check the transaction from your side, verify the transaction from your side. So what we need to do, ma'am, we need to cancel your transaction, okay?
Yes.
Now, as you can understand, ma'am, those fraudsters first changed your Amazon account password, and after that, what they've done, they used your ANZ bank card for making a fraud transaction. So it's all about personal identity, right? They are using your details for making a fraud transaction and making a fraud payment, okay? So what we need to do, ma'am, first of all, we need to go ahead and secure your personal details, which is used by those fraudsters, okay?
Yes.
So what we need to do, ma'am, as this is a matter of fraud, we need to go ahead and connect this call to our National Crime Agency, which is NCA, who is going to help you to block all those person who is trying to misuse your details, and also they are going to help you to cancel your transaction. See, in future, no one can use your personal details and no one can take your single penny from your account, okay?
No.
So no need to worry about anything, ma'am. I do believe that you written down my name and my job ID, right?
Yes.
So what I will do, ma'am, I'm shortly connecting your this call to our NCA department who deals with National Crime Agency, okay, who deals with cyber crimes, as they use your details for making a fraud purchase. So what I will do, I will simply connect this call to NCA who is going to help you. So I understand, okay, so as you cooperate with me, ma'am, please try to cooperate with him so he can help you to cancel each and everything, okay?
Yes.
So nice to talk with you, ma'am. You're a very kind lady. And please try to cooperate with him also so he can save your details, okay?
Thank you.
Welcome. Just be on hold, ma'am.
Okay. Oh, someone's trying to call to not use my own phone.
Would you call
it? No, he rang me from Amazon.
Were you able to tell me about the phone at the origin?
No, Amazon.
It was origin earlier today. I think it was Amazon.
Origin earlier.
They got Amazon. So what's somebody trying to do?
Buy something with my Amazon account.
Hello.
Yes.
Thank you for getting connected with the National Crime Agency. This is Peter Wilson. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
All right. I believe that I'm speaking with Mrs. Carol Hunter.
Yes, you are.
Right. Now, I believe that you're having a word with the Amazon, and they have already explained it to you that what is going on your personal details. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, may I know that what conversation that you had with these Amazon department, and after spoken to them, what do you have understand?
Well, they said someone was trying to use my account to the tune of $299.
Okay. All right. Now, may I know that have you made any sort of transaction that the Amazon has mentioned to you?
No.
You haven't. Now, the question arises here, if you haven't done this, then who is doing this in behalf of you, correct?
Right.
Now, apart from... Yeah, right. Now, may I know that when did you last time you used your card for the last time for making any transactions or any payments?
Few weeks ago.
Right. Now, yesterday or today, have you used your card for making any transaction or any payments of that the Amazon department has mentioned?
No.
You haven't. Right. Now, as I have scanned your internet history, I can see that there are several fraud activities which has been going on. There were some overseas peoples who are already been connected with the same internet IP address of yours, and they are trying to compromise into your details and with your information. Now, may I know that how many devices which is connected with your internet connection?
Three.
Like all are the mobile phones which has been connected?
No, one's a tablet.
One tablet and two mobile phones?
Yes.
Right. Now, the thing is that, do you know that why your call has been connected to the National Crime Agency, and do you have got any idea about National Crime Agency?
Well, yes, you had the cyber attacks and things like this, yes.
Okay, now let me tell you that we are the government agency. We work for a government, and we work under Australian Federal Bureau Investigation. Okay, we deal with all the fraudulent activities and transactions, whatever is happening in whole over Australia, we deal with it. Okay,
yes.
Now as we get through your personal details, there were several fraud transactions and activities which has been going on. That is the reason why I have been appointed for your case from the National Crime Agency, so that we will gonna disclose this matter in a proper way. And we will gonna go further and check all these things that what is going on your personal details, okay? So,
yes.
Like as I have scanned your internet history, I can see that there are more than 10 devices which is connected with the same internet IP address of yours, okay? And the other 7 devices, it not belongs to you, I believe. Because you have told me that you have got only 3 devices which is connected with the network, right? Now, the thing is that we need to go ahead and we need to find it out that who are the people from overseas countries have been connected. Because most of the people are coming from overseas countries like China, Nigeria, Cambodia, who are using your internet connection at the same point of time, and they are using your network for that. Okay, and they are searching something wrong with your internet connection, which has been banned from the Australian government in the last 3 years ago. So according to the government, whatever the stuff they are doing the cyber fraud activities, and they are using your identifications for that.
Right, yes.
Okay, right. Now, what we need to do, as you know, that we are from the National Crime Agency, so we don't deal with any local branches. We directly deal with the head branches of yours. All right. So what I'm going to do, as because there are lots of fraudulent activities which has been going on, so what I'll do, I'll communicate with the fraud department of your ANZ Bank first, and let me grab some of the information from them. Let me ask to them that. What is the condition of your bank account at the moment, and why there are so many interruptions on your bank account, so that I can assist you in a far better way, all right?
Yes.
Okay, and I believe you know that each and every bank has a fraud team in Sydney. They are the main fraud squad, right?
Yes.
Okay, so what I'll do, I'll just communicate with the fraud department of your ANZ Bank first, and let me grab some of the information from, and then I'll have to ask them that what is the condition of your bank account at the moment, and why there are so many interruptions on your bank account, okay? So, before I go ahead and do this, could you just tell me, Carol, like, I hope you won't mind if I call you with your first name, Carol.
No, that's fine.
All right. Now, can I just ask you, Carol, that have you received any sort of phone calls from the bank in the last few couple of days that they want to know any of the explanation of any payments? Have you received any calls from the bank?
No.
You haven't had any calls from the bank. Right. Now, you do one thing. Can you just open up the TeamViewer application on your mobile phone?
The which application?
TeamViewer. You have downloaded an application called TeamViewer. Team Viewer, a blue color icon, both sides indicating arrows on it. Team Viewer icon on your mobile. Open up the Team Viewer, you're able to see some numbers over there. Okay. Now, what do you see on your screen?
Chat box says how to connect to the supply.
And apart from that, can you see stop or cancel? Can you see the numbers?
Yes.
Okay, you're able to see the numbers. And apart from that, anything else do you see?
Connect the partner.
Okay, hold on. Now, can you see any option allow, it says?
Yes.
Give a click on that. Then give a click on start now.
Does that give you access to my phone?
No, it's from the server that they will gonna get connected to the National Crime Agency. You're able to see that, where you are connected to.
How do I know you're really from the National Crime Agency?
Because once you will gonna get connected, you're able to see that where you are connected to. So don't worry about it. I'm going to show you each and every... Yeah, now can you see any option it says start now?
Yes.
Right. Now give a click on start now.
Yes.
Right. Now, what do you see on your screen now?
That's connected to your device. Welcome to National Crime Agency.
Right. So that means you are successfully connected to the National Crime Agency at this point of time. Okay. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to have a conversation with the Fraud Department of your ANZ Bank first, and let me grab some of the information from them. Let me ask to them that what is the condition of your bank account at the moment and why there are so many interruptions on your bank account so that I can assist you in a far better way, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and you haven't had any calls from the bank regarding any transaction in the last few couple of days, correct?
Nothing.
Okay, now just allow me some moment. Let me have a conversation with the Fraud Department of your bank first. Okay?
So
I'll be putting you on a hold for a moment, then I'll get back to you.
Yeah.
All right.
No, and it's why. He's a call agency. Where is he located with a voice like that?
Really won't.
So there's nothing came up on the account at all.
Well, I'm just going to have a look. No, not that I can see.
Supposedly someone's going to Amazon and using port at $299. Suppose if you pick that up, was it a bank call?
Well, it was Amazon apparently. But I can't see anything in the bank that shouldn't be me. I hope this is genuine. I'm really worried.
Yes.
Coming up with the Amazon, the national crown emblems and everything.
National crown. I listen.
Oh, I don't know either.
You kind of come back to this, huh?
Mm.
But what did they do more for that she's always been there?
No, mainly I was just saying. Famous of having this board.
So we need your three cards there, thank you, sir.
I hope not. It's pretty lesson.
You there, Carl? Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes. Thank you for holding the line. I just had a conversation with the fraud department of your ANZ bank, and I have asked them that what is the condition of your bank account at the moment, and why there are so many interruptions on your bank account. Now, they have confirmed it to me since yesterday. There were three transactions which has been tried to be made and attempted out of your bank account. I'll let you know the figures as well so that you can make a note of it.
Right.
Okay. Now, yesterday, the first transaction which has been tried to be made and attempted, the first transaction was about $30,000. It is from your online saver account, the account number ending with 8092, which is called ANZ Online Saver.
Yes.
The first transaction was about $30,000, that is yesterday in the morning. And the second transaction, which has been tried to be made and attempted, that was yesterday in the afternoon at 3:30. The second transaction was about $28,000. It is from the same bank account, that is ANZ Online Saver, the account number ending with 8092. Okay. And the most recent transaction was today's morning, that is $20,000, which has been tried to be made and attempted out of your bank accounts already. But whosoever, all these transactions has been rejected and declined from the fraud department of your bank, which is based in Sydney. So that means, till now, you haven't lost any single money till now, right?
Yes.
So you haven't had any single money till now. That doesn't mean that your money is in Sydney. So I have raised a question to the fraud department of your bank that if this is a case, if this was the transaction which has been tried to be made and attempted, then why doesn't Mrs. Hunter doesn't receive any calls from the bank? Because you have already mentioned to me that you haven't had any calls from the bank regarding any transactions, correct?
Yes.
So I have raised the same question to the fraud department of your bank. Now, they have confirmed it to me that it was not an internet banking transaction which has been tried to be made and attempted out of your bank account because you haven't made any transfer from your internet banking, correct?
No, I haven't.
I'm sorry?
I haven't made any transaction.
Right. Now, they have confirmed it to me that it was not an internet banking transaction which has been tried to be made and attempted out of your bank account. It was a branch transaction which has been tried to be made and attempted out of your local branch of your ANZ bank itself. And all these transactions has been approved from your local branch employees of your ANZ bank itself. Do you know what does that mean?
Yes, I know what it means, but I haven't done it.
No, they have confirmed it to me that it was not the internet banking transactions which has
yes.
been tried to be made and attempted. It was a branch transaction which has been tried to be made and attempted out of your bank account, and all these transactions have been approved from your local branch employees of your ANZ bank itself. So that means your fraud department, which is based in Sydney, they have suspect that there were some persons who are working inside the bank of your ANZ bank itself, who is helping the hackers to stealing out the money from your bank account, and who are passing out all the information to the hackers so that they can steal money from you. Do you got that?
Yes. I'm sorry? Yeah, I understand what you're saying, yes.
Yeah, I can't hear you properly. There would be some background noise which has been, you know, going on.
What you're saying?
Hello? There would be some background noise which has been going on.
Yes, I understand what you're saying.
Right. Now, the thing is that there were some person, there would be some bank employees who are working in the bank of your ANZ bank itself, who is helping the hackers and who are passing out all the information to the hackers so that they can steal money from you. Do you
yes.
want that? So,
yes.
So may I know that when did you last time you went to your bank for the last time?
Probably a month or more ago.
Okay. Now, that's what they are trying to do, that they are making false statements, they are making false invoices, and they are keep trying to steal the money from you. Now, we know that the hackers are belong to your ANZ bank itself, from your local branch itself, but we don't know that, who is the exact employees, because you see, Carol, that there are 10 to 15 employees who are working in the bank. Now, everyone is not the hacker. There might be one or two employees, some bad people, who are doing this sort of things, okay? But it would be very hard to suspect that who is the exact person is, because we haven't got any proper evidence for that. And without any evidence, we can't blame anyone like this, right?
Oh, I understand that, yes.
Okay. So, Carol, we know that the hackers are belong to your bank, but that doesn't mean that you can simply go to the bank and ask them that who is the person who is trying to steal your money. Now, do you think that, Carol, if you will gonna going down to the bank and ask them this, the person would come and they would gonna ever confess to you that yes, I'm the person who is trying to steal money from you?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, yes.
I'm asking you something.
Yeah, no, well, I know if I went to the bank, no, they wouldn't confess, yes.
Yeah, they wouldn't gonna confess to you that yes, I'm the person who is trying to steal your money. So we need to go ahead and find it out, that bank employee, that who is the exact bank employee who is trying to steal money from you. Okay?
Yes.
So we need the proper evidence from the hacker. Now excuse me. Now let me tell you some bank rules and regulations, Carol. Now whenever you make any transaction, it might be $10 or it might be $100,000. There would be two, you know, like, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes,
okay,
I
now,
hear
suppose you.
You
are trying, yeah, now, if suppose you wanted to send any money to somebody, it might be $10 or it might be $100,000. It needs two approvals. There would be two sorts of verification will be required of each and every payment. One is from the local bank and one is from the fraud department of your bank. The employees, they have to put their thumb impression on a biometric device, on a security machine. It will capture all the information of that particular person. then only a payment will get approved. It's from the booth of the bank. If your local branch will approve any transaction, it directly go to the head office. And if your head office will also approve the transaction, then only a money can be deducted from your bank account. So in your case, all these transactions has been approved from your local branch authorities of your NZ Bank, but your fraud department, they cross-verified and they have found it suspicious, so they have rejected and declined all the three transactions which has been tried to be made and attempted. Okay, so you haven't lost any single money till now, but you haven't lost any single money till now. That doesn't mean that your money isn't safe, because these were the transactions which has already been made and attempted out of your bank accounts already. Okay, so there would be two sorts of things which is indicate that yes, there is a local branch employee's involvement in this case. The first one is that if there would be no involvement of any bank employees, then why doesn't they give you a call back before they make this transaction go through? Am I correct? Because usually they have to give you a call back before they authorize any transaction. And the second point is that, like if this rather transaction has been made and attempted, then how come without your permission they are approving the transactions? Because they have already approved the three transactions, the amounts that I have mentioned. But your fraud department, they are the person who have cancelled all these transactions. Okay? So, now what we need to do, with your permission and with the help of your fraud department, I wanted to freeze your bank account for the next 24 hours. Now, can you allow me to do that?
Yes.
Okay, and do you know what freezing your account means, Carol?
Yes, it means I can't use it.
Yeah, like no one in this world can able to use it. Not even you can use it for making any transaction or any payments. Not even you can withdraw any money or send any money from your bank account to a different bank account for the next 24 hours. Now, can you allow me to do that?
Yes.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, Carol, I'm going to have a conversation with the fraud team of your bank again and tell them to freeze your account for the next 24 hours, all right? So I'll be putting you on a hold for a moment, then I'll get back to you.
Okay.
All right. Now, in the meantime, may I ask to you, Carol, that if this investigation will require, if it is needed today, can you able to go down to your bank today if it is needed?
Yes.
All right, not an issue. Now, what I'll do, I'll just communicate with the fraud department of your NZ Bank and tell them to freeze your account for the next 24 hours. All right?
Yes.
Okay, just stay on the line. I'll be right back to you shortly. And in the meantime, if you want, you can go ahead and have a glass of water or a cup of a tea, because it will take some time.
Okay.
All right.
If we can freeze the account for 24 hours to try and find out who's trying to take this money out. Well, he's gone to the fraud department of the bank. I have. Everything's fine.
Okay. Just seems to me that was it an accident like that?
Yeah, but he knows such a lot.
Yeah.
He knows everything.
Do you know his name?
Yes, I've written it down his ID number.
Yeah. Address, did you give me an address or where he's from?
He's from the National Crime Association. Only for 24 hours.
Yeah.
I just don't know. I've been hoping to cause it legitimately.
Well, gambling online?
No.
Nothing.
No.
We haven't been
out
there.
No. They tried to get 30,000, then 28, which is what's in the online account. And now, then they've tried to get another 20,000. I don't know where they're getting that from because we haven't got it. But yeah, round about. Oh, could be. It's down to 51.4.
You there, Carol?
Yes.
Congratulations. First of all, we have such a... Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, congratulations. First of all, I thought we got disconnected because there were... Maybe the hackers were trying to trace our call, so there would be some interruption which has been going on. So that is the reason. Now, congratulations, first of all. We have successfully freezed your account for the next 24 hours. Like, no money will be able to go out from your bank account for the next 24 hours, right?
So,
but you can still able to log in into your accounts and check your balances, but you can't able to make any transaction from your bank account to a different bank account for the next 24 hours, or you can't able to withdraw any money from there. Okay?
That's
now,
fine.
What they have tried to do, first of all, they have trying to make a transfer of the transaction that I have mentioned, 30,000. It has been rejected. Then they have tried to make a smaller transaction than less than 30,000. So then they have tried to make a transfer of 28,000. It has also been rejected. Then they have they would think that they will gonna try the lesser amount than that. Then today they have also tried to make this transaction of 20,000. So today you are lucky enough that your case has been registered to the National Crime Agency. Now it might be happen. They can try to do the same thing one more time. Once you will gonna unfreeze your account from tomorrow, and still the hackers can try to do the same thing once again.
Right.
Okay. And if the hackers will get succeeded, you will be losing that money because they are the hackers who are belongs to your own bank, of your local branch of your NZ bank itself. So that once you will gonna unfreeze it from tomorrow, so like from tomorrow or day after tomorrow, they can try to do the same thing again and again. And if the hackers will get succeeded, you will be losing your money. So we don't want that, that without your permission, anyone can take any money out of your bank account, because this is the cyber fraud activities, whatever they are doing. Okay, they are using your network, your banking details for some unusual cyber fraud activities, and your name and personal details is getting involved about these things. Now, your bank account is being frozen for the next 24 hours. That only you know about it. I know about it. That is National Crime Agency and the fraud department of your bank, which is based in Sydney. They only knows about it. Okay? Now, apart from V3, nobody knows that your account has been frozen. According to your local branch employees of your ANZ bank, according to them, you have got the same bank account from where they are trying to steal money from you. They doesn't know that your account has been blocked or it has been frozen. And we have decided we will gonna not let anyone knows about it as well, not even with your local branch employees. Because if they get to know that your account has been frozen, they will gonna run away and the whole work will be get wasted. We can't able to catch them up, correct?
Yes, definitely.
Right. Right. Now, let me tell you one more thing, Kyle, that freezing your account won't be the permanent solution. It's just a temporary solution we are what we are doing. Because we can freeze your account for the next 24 hours. Now, after 24 hours, once you will gonna unfreeze it, once you will gonna neutralize your account the same way like it was before, as I have mentioned that the hackers can try to do the same thing all the time. And if the hackers will get succeeded, you will be losing that money. So, what we need to do, we need to catch these hackers with these bank employees red-handedly, because we don't know that how many people, how many hackers are involved with these cybercrime activities. Now, if we can able to catch these bank employees down with the help of that bank employees, we can break through their chain and we can able to catch the hackers, those are doing these sort of things.
But
for that, what we need to do, we need to go ahead and we need to make a trap for these hackers, for these bank employees, that how we gonna go ahead and catch them up red-handedly, okay? So what we need to do, we need to make a trap for these hackers, and the trap would be a dummy transaction. Now, do you have got any idea what dummy transaction means?
Not really, no.
Okay. Now, the term dummy means fake. Similarly, the transaction which has no existence in reality. Dummy transaction means a fake transaction which doesn't exist in real life. It would be a totally fake transaction that we need to pretend in front of your bank employees. Okay?
Right.
Because they don't know that your account has been frozen. According to them, you have got the same bank account from where they are trying to steal this sort of amount. Okay? So what we need to do, we need to go ahead and we need to make a dummy transaction. Basically, we need to repeat the same thing what the hackers have tried to be done it before. So they would get confused. They would think that it was the same bank transaction which they have been tried to be made and attempted from their side. And that certain moment of time, the employee, whoever is approving the transaction, whenever they can see that the same thing which has been happening, that same bank employee will gonna approve the transaction using their fingerprint. All right? And that fingerprint will directly go to the head office of your ANZ bank itself. And the head office will gonna, you know, check that fingerprint with the previous three transactions which has been tried to be made and attempted. And they get to know that who is the exact bank employees. His name, his details, his each and every designation will gonna come, and we will gonna go ahead and arrest that bank employee. And I believe you know that, Carol, that fingerprint nowadays is the most valuable evidence of any individual.
Yes.
Right. So what we need to do, we need to repeat the same thing what the hackers have tried to be done it before. So before we will gonna make any dummy transaction go through, you need to choose a figure between the three transactions to make this dummy transaction go through. So which amount you want to choose to make this dummy transaction go through? Because amount is just a number now. You can make a transfer of 50,000, it wouldn't make any differences because no money will able to go out from your bank account. Okay? But we need to repeat the same thing. Now, whenever we will gonna repeat the same figures, that particular person will come to approve the transaction and we will gonna go ahead and arrest that particular person. Do you got that?
Yes, I understand what you're saying. I just I'm still having trouble believing that all this is real and still not trying to trick me into sending money somewhere.
No, definitely not, because you didn't provide me any of your personal information or any of your personal details, because we didn't authorize to ask you this information. I have provided you these details because I am communicating with the fraud department of your bank, which is based in Sydney. I believe you know that each and every bank has a fraud team in Sydney. It's not only your ANZ bank, each and every bank has a fraud team in Sydney. They are the main fraud squad, like Combank, NAB, National Australian Bank, Bendigo, Westpac, ANZ, Bank of Melbourne. Each and every bank has a fraud team in Sydney. They are the main fraud squad. Okay. So they were confirming me these details, that through your online saver account, which is the account number ending with 8092, from there, the transaction which has been tried to be made and attempted for 3 times. And they have found it suspicious, so they have blocked and rejected all the 3 transactions. And as because they are using your identification for doing this sort of cyber fraud activities, and it's a cyber crime activities what they are doing, that is the reason why your case has been registered to the National Crime Agency. So that we are going to investigate this matter now.
Yeah, I do understand all that, yes.
So, like, what we need to do, we need to go ahead and catch these hackers anyhow. And we can't afford to lose these bank employees down, because maybe you are not the only person in the bank who is, trapped by these hackers and these bank employees. Because if you lose the money even, you doesn't have got any clue that any bank employee can able to do this, correct?
Yes.
Because you have trusted on them and you have... you have just put your hard and soul money onto that account, and they are, instead of saving that money, they are the person who are the culprit who are trying to steal money from you. Okay,
yes,
because there are
right.
lots of people like you who ever are facing the same sort of problems. Okay, so we want your cooperation so that we can go ahead and catch these bank employees down. So before we will gonna, what we need to do, we need to go ahead and make a dummy transaction go through. Basically, no money will be able to go out from your bank. You just need to pretend in front of your bank people that you wanted to make a transaction to any of your family member like this, so that they would gonna get trapped in their own, or like what they are trying to done it before. We need to make them fall in their own traps. So before we will gonna make the dummy transaction go through, you need to choose a figure. So which amount you want to choose to make this dummy transaction go through? 20.
Yes, 20.
That sounds perfect. That sounds perfect, because that is the most recent transaction which has been tried to be made and attempted, that is today's morning. So that means whomsoever the employees, whoever is approving the transaction, they are present in the bank today. So it would be very helpful for us if we can go ahead and catch these hackers down to make this dummy transaction go through today. Because they are definitely present in the bank today. Because today morning they have tried to make this transaction, that is 20,000.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So what we need to do, we need to go ahead and we need to make a dummy transaction. But the thing is that before we will gonna make any dummy transaction go through, we need to make a story. Because it might be happen whenever you will gonna going down to your local branch to make this transaction, like you might have to face the same bank employee who is helping the hackers to stealing out the money from your bank account. So they would gonna ask you lots of questions just to dig out all the information out of you. Okay, so you need to be very smart on that time so that you can face them confidently. So before we will gonna go ahead and make any dummy transaction go through, we need to make a story, we need to make something up for yourself. so that you can face them up confidently. Now suppose one civil gonna go ahead and tell them that you want to make a transfer of 20,000, your bank people will gonna definitely ask you to whom you want to make this dummy transaction, like to whom you want to make this transaction. Now according to you, what would be the best thing you can tell them to whom you want to make this transaction?
Well, to my daughter, probably.
Okay, now let me tell you, Carol, the thing is that we can't use any real bank account details for making this dummy transaction go through. Because whenever you will gonna use any real bank account details for this dummy transaction, according to their system, in front of their system, it would be showing that the amount is invalid or the account details is invalid, because no money will be able to go out from your bank, and they will gonna definitely doubt it on you. Because if you use any real bank account details in whole over Australia, it will doesn't work, because your account has been totally blocked, so no money will be gone out from the bank, so they would gonna doubt it on you, and the whole work will be get wasted. Now for that reason, what we need to do, with the help of your fraud department of your ANZ bank, they will gonna generate a dummy, a fake bank account details, which is a totally computerized bank account details, which has doesn't exist in reality, which has only 24 hours of validity, and after 24 hours the account will get expired. They will gonna generate a fake, a dummy bank account details, which you need to pretend that it is one of your family member to whom you want to make this transaction go through. So it should be look like you are making a real one, and they won't doubt it on you. Do you got that?
Right. Yes, I've got that.
Right. Now, if you're, it might be high chance that once you will gonna going down to the bank to make this dummy transaction go through, your bank definitely will gonna ask you that to whom you want to make this transaction all of a sudden, that is $20,000, then what would be your answer?
Oh, well,
because it can't be your daughter's name, because the fake account details that they will gonna generate, it will have some random numbers, random account number, random names on it. Okay, so in that name, if you need to pretend that it is one of your family members, so according to you, what would be the best thing you can tell them to whom you want to make this transaction?
Oh, just make up a name.
You don't have to make up this name. Your fraud department, they will gonna generate it for you. In the name, it has some random names, like a fake names, random account numbers in it. Like it should be look like in front of your bank employees that you are making a genuine one, and that is how they will gonna, we have to make them fall in their own traps.
Yes.
Okay,
I understand.
So
that.
Okay, now according to you, what would be the best thing you can tell them to whom you are sending this money to, Carol?
No, well, I can say brother.
I don't think that will work, because I don't know that the fake account details they will gonna generate, it would be in the name of a man or a woman. I don't know that, because it is a totally fake account details. Now, if you don't mind me asking you, may I ask you that how old are you, Carol?
I'm 70.
In that case, Carol, You can tell them that it is your son-in-law. Is it sounds good? Or your niece?
Yes.
Right. Now, if your bank people will gonna ask you for what reason you wanted to send this money to your son-in-law or your niece, then what would be your answer?
To buy a car.
I don't think that will gonna work, because if you tell them that you wanted to sending this money to your son-in-law to buying a car, they will gonna ask you about the registration number of that car or something like this. So it would be a big trouble on that time if you can't provide them these sort of details. Now, in that case, according to me, you can tell them, your son-in-law has got a quite old house and he is repairing his house and you are lending this money for his house renovation, okay? Because once he will gonna stable enough, he will gonna give it back to you like this. So that it should be, sounds like a genuine one, that you are really just sending this money to your son-in-law because he has got a quite old house and he has to repair his house, so you are lending this money to your son-in-law, right?
Yes, that's fine.
Right. Now, if I have told you that it might be happen that you might have to face the same bank employee who is helping the hackers to stealing out the money from your bank account. So they would gonna ask you lots of unusual questions just to make sure that are you in a part of any investigation or not? Are you helping any national crime agencies or not? Okay. Now, if your bank people will gonna ask you, are you in a part of any investigation? Then what would be your answer, Carol?
Oh no.
Right. Exactly. Like you need to pretend that you are making a real transaction to any of your family members. That would be your son-in-law or would be your niece, correct? So that any circumstances, they won't doubt it on you, correct? So if they're going to ask you that where your son-in-law lives, then what would be your answer?
Oh, in the country.
Yeah, on the, like tell them not the full address, any city name or any place's name that you remember, any of the address that you remember.
Oh, okay.
Where is your daughter lives?
Esk.
Yeah, then you can tell them that address that he lives in there, because they will gonna cross verify it that you are confident or not. If you will gonna confident enough, then we can able to catch these hackers, because they will try their level best just not to approve the transaction. Because if they will gonna approve the transaction, they will gonna get caught by us. So they will try their level best just not to approve the transaction and asking you lots of unusual questions. So you need to be very confident with your words while you are facing them up, alright?
Okay.
Right. Now what I'm going to do, I'm just going to communicate with the fraud department of your bank and tell them to generate the fake account details for you, okay? In which account you have to make the dummy transaction, okay? So in the meantime, I just wanted to let you know one more thing, Carol, that we are about in an investigation, so I don't want you to disclose this matter with anybody else until or unless we catch these bank employees down, okay?
No,
it's my humble request to you, okay? So what I'll do, I'll be putting you on a hold for a moment so that I can communicate with the fraud department of your bank and tell them to generate the fake account details for you. Now, in the meantime, Carol, are you ready to go out or you have to get ready and dressed up for yourself to go out?
Oh, I can go out.
Okay. So you are ready now? You're just waiting for the account details so that once you will gonna generate the account details for you, then you can able to further proceed, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'll do, I'll just inform them already. So just allow me some moment. Maybe it will take 5 to 10 minutes to generate the fake account details, because it's not a real bank account details. They will have to generate it, okay?
Yes.
So once I get the bank details, I will gonna let you know. So till that time, you can put me on speaker and wait for myself and sit back and relax. Once I need you, I'll ask for you, then you can talk to me, right?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Carol. Yep. Thank you.